other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, the Institute for War and Peace reporting. Headline, persistent rumors of U.S. helicopters carrying Taliban to destabilize Pakistan and Afghanistan. We know this happened in 2001-2002, known as the Airlift of Evil. Times of London, Associated Press reporting that thousands and thousands of Taliban and Al-Qaeda were loaded on U.S. helicopters and flown to safety. We know that deal was staged. I'm going to be covering that. Talk about the big GOP sweep around the country, what that signifies for Obama, how they're trying to pass the global carbon tax, and a bunch of financial news coming up this hour, plus more confirmed reports of U.S. Army running checkpoints and arresting U.S. citizens around the United States, tasering people. This is all happening right now. But let's go ahead and take your phone calls. I want to get a bunch of your calls on air, and then we're going to go back into all this news. Ryan in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a cop pull a gun on me yesterday because there's this big farm out by where I grew up. We have a farm also. And I watched these chemtrails just come all over all our crops, you know, right above my house. These chemicals are falling on my house, you know, so I'm obviously a little bit pissed off. And I went to go talk to him about it. You know, I pretty much called him out, be like, you know, I see all your symbolism on your trucks, you know, all this stuff that, you know, you think people are stupid. You put these markings that, I mean, you know, you got to be a moron not to see that these people aren't maybe the best type of people. And, you know, and they were all like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. It's, you know, the airport. You know, we don't have nothing to do with that. And then when I said, well, why don't I just take a sample of your soil and have it, you know, independently tested, and they freaked out, just absolutely freaked out. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that, you know, because they know what they're doing.
What airport is this?
No, this is not the airport. They tried to blame it on the airport. This is a just farmland out in the middle of Indiana. And then, you know, I didn't even get a mile down the road. I went to go talk to an old, the father of one of my friends growing up.
Sir, who are you saying was spraying you?
Oh, who knows? But I know this farm is in charge of, they bought up a whole bunch of land around here. You know, a lot of crop land, a lot of corn.
And so they're crop dusting.
Uh-huh. And then as I get pulled over, and I mentioned this, all the cops, you know, they instantly get mad, and I, you know, acting like I don't know what I'm talking about. I go, well, they were doing one as we were talking of. Actually, they weren't doing one; they were doing four. And I said, well, what's that right there? And they said, oh, that's water. But he never took his eyes off me. He never looked around and even said, well, maybe that is something. He just kept his eyes on me the whole time. Oh, that's
yeah.
Water.
The same cop would tell you there's no mercury in the vaccines. Thanks, Ryan. Carrie in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to talk a little about the CIT Group bankruptcy. CIT Group is not the same institution as Citigroup or Citibank. CIT Group actually is more significant with the bankruptcies in reference to what you and Bob Chapman have been talking about for the past year and a half, which is the next shoe to fall, commercial real estate.
But see, I thought that on Monday when I saw it, because it said CIT Group, but then I saw other reports that it's part of Citigroup. Is that wrong? Because I get things wrong.
No, yeah, I know what the reports that you saw, because they've actually, one of the big reports that came out, they wrote CIT in small letters instead of big letters, and then they wrote group after it so that people thought that it was Citigroup. But no, it's actually CIT Group. It's not insignificant, though, that they went bankrupt. They've been walking zombies for like a year, and the big thing with them is they were so heavily invested in commercial real estate. I don't think they'd allow like Citibank to get taken down. CIT Group is not a member of the Federal Reserve.
No, you're right. You're right. And I remember, what was that Associated Press headline? And it said Citigroup fails.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at it. It says Citigroup bankrupt in one headline. And another says Citigroup versus Citigroup, CIT Group versus Citigroup. There you go. So that's a mistake. Well, that's good news. But then I saw the other report saying, what happens if Citigroup fails? And so, boy, that is a big correction I need to make. Tell me more about CIT Group on the other side. See, I told you, folks, we do make mistakes from time to time, and we will fix it. But why is the media then writing the headlines like that?
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I've Googled the term, and I'm not the only one that got confused by headlines saying CIT Group files for bankruptcy. Then sites all over the country and the world said Citigroup filing for bankruptcy. Then there's other articles now today saying CIT Group versus Citigroup. CIT files for bankruptcy. What about Citigroup? So that created all this confusion, and I got that wrong. But I'm not the only one, because at the same time in the news, they're talking about Citigroup going down next, or Bank of America. That's been discussed for the last year, so that's how that happened. And that's why I love taking your phone calls, because we make a mistake or so every week of that magnitude. So thank you so much, Kerry in Mississippi. But, yeah, CIT Group, it's giant as well. Tell us about that, Kerry.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people were confused about that. And like you said, there were some really obvious mistakes that were made by the media reporting agencies that lifted my eyebrow. But not to be confused with Citigroup was invested heavily in CIT Group.
Yeah, well, that's what I saw in headlines Monday, too. It was exactly. CIT Group bankrupt. What does this mean for Citigroup? In fact, that was the exact headline. And that's, I think, how everybody got confused, because it was all over the news saying CIT connected to Citigroup bankruptcy. And so that's why this was being reported everywhere, not just here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. CIT Group was very heavily invested in commercial real estate, and they really started getting hit with the defaults on commercial, which is just starting. It's, like I said, you and Bob Chapman have been warning about for a year. The residential real estate is just a drop in the bucket compared to the size of commercial. And the major banks, like Citigroup, the bank, Bank of America, Bear Stearns, before they went down, they were heavily invested in commercial and residential. But the difference in the way that they handled those assets was that the residential, they dissed off in securities. A lot of the commercial, they kept hold of those loans. They're now starting to diss them. Because like with Citigroup and CIT Group, when Citigroup saw how much trouble CIT Group was in, they pulled out, which is one of the reasons CIT Group is now in bankruptcy, because so many of the banks, the actual commercial banks that were invested in them or helping them or extending a line of credit to them started to pull back. They've been walking dead, like I said, for probably 6-8 months at least, just CIT Group. So, you know, Citigroup itself, the bank, they are a member of the Federal Reserve System. There is, you know, back in the days when they were National City Bank of New York City, they were one of the founding members, one of the primary Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. So
yes, I'm reading over it right now, and that's clearly what the media is saying, is that the two are interconnected heavily, and so that's what caused all the confusion, not just the name similarity, but the fact that the two are intertwined. And yes, I know the Citigroup itself is a Federal Reserve shareholder. Thank you so much, Kerry, for setting us straight on that. James in Ohio. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you. I just want to tell you, great job on Fall of the Republic. Anybody listening, if you ain't seen it, you really need to watch it. Get a copy somehow. I've been burning.
Well, and it's not just for people that already know what's going on. It's made for people that don't know. And it's done in a very easy to understand, but also very, very not entertaining, but very, very riveting and well done way.
Well, I think, in my opinion, it puts a little more names to the faces, too, and makes people, you know, understand that there are people, and these people in particular have it out for you.
It shows Obama and other world leaders calling for world government. It shows them saying one thing previously and then saying another. I mean, it really shows the lies of these people, and it also is all about showing how Republicans and Democrats at the highest levels work for the same group.
Well, if you watch it also, you watch the movie, and then yesterday the Chancellor of Germany played right into it perfectly, too. That was beautiful.
Yeah, she said we've got to have this global tax to save our Earth. Meanwhile, Al Gore's come out and admitted... It's an amazing admission. This Prison Planet article should go out everywhere. Al Gore admits CO2 does not cause majority of global warming, because people are now looking at the actual science. Even the UN's own report says a tiny amount of CO2 is human generated. I mean, the oceans are the biggest driver. They release just unbelievable amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere. It's just unbelievably huge.
I wanted to ask you if you was able to get in contact with Jimbo Trafficant.
We have tried really hard, and no, we probably called Trafficant 20 times, talked to his wife a whole bunch, and she keeps saying she'll pass on the message. So if anybody knows Trafficant, tell him to come on the show. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I ditto on the kudos on the movie. Question for you. I tried to get through yesterday, and I couldn't quite gather from the comments you were making. Originally, when you were talking about Camp FEMA, which I also picked up from you, the word was that Gary Franchi and group said, no, we're not going to release this. You need to go ahead and buy it. A couple comments you made yesterday gave me the impression that maybe that could possibly be compressed and bundled and given out with Fall of the Republic. I wanted a little clarification on that.
Here's the deal. I can only speak for Alex Jones. I make my documentary films, and I encourage people to make copies of them for not-for-sale purposes, because if I let people sell them, number one, I won't be making another film because I'll be bankrupt. Number two, I can lose control of my films. They can then say that they're their films. We have people even try that. Now, separately, I can't sit here and speak for other filmmakers, but I think you should buy the original DVD of Camp FEMA and have viewing parties and show it to people. And they said you could show it in theaters to folks, but I can't sit here and speak for people. Camp FEMA is not my documentary. I didn't make Camp FEMA. I consulted on it some. I'm the main presenter. There's a lot of other great presenters in it. And it's just a very good film you can give people to explain the FEMA camps. But yes, Follow the Republic, and my other documentaries on the back, it says copy and share this disc. So again, I'm not Gary Franchi or William Lewis. I cannot speak for them, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to, okay, I just.
But I'm not them.
I heard it. Yeah, absolutely. And just want to let you know, just to brighten your day a little bit, we got, 500 copies made and those are going out and we're fixing to do another 500. So we're virally getting this stuff out.
You are awesome, Scott. What response are you getting from the people you've given it to?
From the people, well, I'm just, I don't know half the people that, or most of the people that it's going to. The response, typically how I approach people on this, though, is I just ask, I just say, hey, you know, do you love this country? Do you like this country? Yes, I do. I mean, the obvious answer to that one. And do you sense that there's something wrong going on? Yeah, there's definitely something wrong going on. You know, there, I mean, everybody, just like you talked about, everybody understands there's something not right going on. And I say, then you got to watch this. It's legally copied, and you can make copies. This will explain what's going on. It will blow your mind because most of the people don't have a clue. And, of course, you know, I try to bait it a little bit to get them excited about it and say, oh, my God, what's really on this thing? And so, you know, people are very receptive to it, and, they, you know, they want to take it and they want to watch it. I was handing them out on Halloween. You know, I took the kids trick-or-treating each house, you know, and go to the house and say, hey, I've got a treat for you as the adult. And I ran into some people who said, oh, yeah, you know, we definitely are into this stuff. And, you know, they didn't necessarily know of you, but they've heard of the Michael Moore stuff or Glenn Beck, you know. And if somebody says, oh, I like Glenn Beck, you know, I say, well, you got to take this and get the real truth. And
yeah, see, Michael Moore is the anti-establishment person to soak up all the revolution on the left. And Glenn Beck is the supposed right-winger, anti-establishment counterfeit, and he's supposed to control the revolution from the right and to keep it in a left-right paradigm. And I'm not here to bash Moore or bash Beck. The point is they don't take you all the way with the information, and we do. And we do it also that's not in a religious or racist manner of all this infighting, because the establishment wants us to make this racial or religious. That's a further divide and conquer system. We just state what the big banks, what the criminal elite are doing, and the fact that it's illegal and that it needs to be stopped. And the way you put that, the way that you're breaking the ice with people is extremely effective. Great job. Good to hear from you, Scott. Keep it up. Let's talk to Justin in Ohio. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Just want to say ditto on the new movie. Looks pretty good.
Thank you.
Also having a large screen party at my home. I have about 85 people or so signed up at my work to come to a private viewing of my home this weekend, so that should be pretty interesting.
And you'll have fun and hang out, and everybody will wake up together and become free people again and create communities instead of everybody going to a sports game in a false community around issues that don't matter, or playing all these group video games where everybody gets so obsessed about a little game that doesn't matter. Instead, exactly. You're forming real community against the globalist.
Exactly. But I did have three minor points here I want to bring up. I work for a larger financial institution that does private funding for retail credit cards. We have a lot of offices nationwide, but we had a company email come out in regards to H1N1 and the seasonal flu shot. Now, basically what this boils down to is that they're taking a registration of who is willing to take it and who's not willing to take it. So what I got in my email box 2 weeks ago was a registration form where you either check yes, I'll take it, or no, I won't. So I'm assuming
that... And they're
that
categorizing. They admit through the census and other federal programs, they're getting maps of what areas are vaccinated, what areas aren't. So they're creating this list, which can be integrated into the no-fly list. They're saying in the future, if you don't take the hundreds of shots they're pushing, you're not going to be able to have jobs, be able to travel. This is the tyranny that's being set up.
Well, exactly. And the more troubling part about it is, a third party came to administer this shot. They are called Summit Health, and they are affiliated with the CDC, and I do have a copy of their waiver I took from their little meeting.
Stay there. I want to hear about the waiver, where you sign it and say, oh, I waive my rights.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Big news blitz coming up. Going back to Justin in Ohio. Justin, you were bringing up the waiver form. Was this a waiver saying, oh, you understand you're not protected now, kind of a psychological manipulation? Or was it a waiver that you saw that you would have had to sign if you took the shot?
Well, basically what it breaks down to is
if you take the shot, you waive your rights to basically, it comes down to this protected health information, and it says they can disclose your information to anyone for any purpose, and it gives a big breakdown of government institutions that can subpoena for that, for special interests and so on and so forth. And I'm just going to go ahead and scan it and send you guys a copy.
So were they trying to make you sign this if you didn't take it, or make you sign it if you did take it?
If you did take it, however, but with that email, they are registering who is not taking it as well. And all throughout our building, there's things promoting, you know, you better take your shot. If you don't get your shot, you know, you're going to get sick. If you're pregnant, you better get a shot. Your kid's going to get sick.
And all this is with the flu shot is a giant concerted effort of the United Nations giving the United States orders, and then the federal government giving orders to not just the states and counties and cities, but private institutions, hospitals, banks, everywhere, testing what local managers, what CEOs will follow the orders to aggressively push this on people and all over the country. They're not just telling medical workers they'll be fired if they don't take it. They're telling people working at factories and grocery stores and in shipyards that they'll be fired. There's no law, but it's a type of corporate tyranny, of slavery, where you're threatened with your job if you don't do it. And this is racketeering by the private vaccine makers in an organized group criminally trying to force you to take their product, and it's outrageous.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do have to get into work, so I'll be short with this. Icing on the cake, they are offering you a 20% discount on your health insurance through the company if you do sign up for the shot. So they are offering a type of incentive if you want to volunteer to take it.
Excuse me, health insurance on average is what, $5,000-$7,000 a year. So we're talking about $1,000 or more discount on your insurance if you take
Absolutely.
The shot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is bigger than just the vaccine maker making $100 from the federal grant to give it to you. Why do they want that shot in you so bad? More importantly, they want to set the precedent to force you to take inoculations. So in the future, you're not just going to get a discount. You're going to be penalized if you don't take it.
Absolutely. Well, again, Alex, I'll go ahead and mail you guys or shoot you a scanned copy of this form. But I just want to say thank you very much and continue the fight.
Yeah, I know you're busy at work, but do me a favor. Write a short blurb describing it. Send it to writers@Infowars.com as an attachment, and we will post it up on the site. Thank you so much. Great call from Justin. And I had seen reports where they're giving you insurance incentives, discounts. I hadn't heard of a 20% discount. I mean, that is massive. But this is to set the precedent, to prime the pump, to incentivize mass adoption of forced inoculations. And we know that they're spending billions and billions of dollars of federal and state money paying off local businesses, paying off churches, paying off hospitals and public schools to try to push this. That's why all over the country, every day, scores of reports come out. We cover them here. We post them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We get reports confirmed where the schools are forcibly inoculating children. And when they get caught, they say, oops, we're sorry. It's being done on purpose. This is authoritarianism. This is the open criminal expansion of government through private interest. It's just amazing. Kyle in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How's it going today, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I just had an issue I wanted to talk about here with tasering. I saw that video the other day of the guy getting tasered with just his hands on the front hood of the car there in Minneapolis. And it reminded me of an incident that happened here in my town a few weeks back. I had a friend, he's actually a Marine Corps veteran, Iraq veteran, and he got tased by the police for absolutely no reason other than standing up for the one other guy who was being surrounded by the four police officers. It's absolutely criminal what these people are doing, and it's totally despicable as well that they would do that to veterans.
Well, the police have been told, and I'm going to hold you over, the police have been told this is being done for pain compliance. And it's on record. A judge in New York said they can taser you to make you answer questions. And they're tasering people who won't give urine samples. They're tasering people that say, I have rights, to where if you don't submit verbally or you don't answer questions, they're going to torture you. So all of America is being turned into a giant Camp X-ray or Abu Ghraib, and you say, hey, he's a Marine Corps veteran, they want to attack him even more. The MIAC and Homeland Security reports state that it's the veterans that are hated. Unless you're a veteran and become a police officer, then you become a god. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The police have been given less lethal weapons so they can blur the line and start attacking the people, and so it will be accepted. Pregnant women, you name it, get tasered if they just say, no, I'm not going to sign the ticket. The cop could then just arrest them, but they don't. They taser them to punish them. I mean, you didn't see police 20 years ago saying no demonstrations allowed or no one allowed on the streets of a major city like we saw in Pittsburgh at G20. And we witnessed old women coming out of stores with bags in their hands and saying, I'm not allowed on the street, officer, I'm shopping. And the cops just turn the German Shepherd loose on him and they bite him. And the blood starts dripping. And then everyone was submitting 3 days into it. The G20 had ended on Friday night. The cops were all masked up by the thousands in their riot gear with the National Guard driving around with sound cannons, blasting nine-year-olds playing football in their front yards in the afternoon. They drove into the university where the college students were out in the park and said, leave, and then attacked them. This was all on local news. Local news admitted it. And you'd have young women on bikes trying to run, and the police would charge out, block them, and then slam their heads into the ground and bludgeon them with batons. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. That is tyranny. That is Soviet Russia. That's communist China. The establishment knows there's going to be mass protests and demonstrations and calls to arrest the bankers and calls for justice. So they've been slowly training the police and acclimating them that it's normal procedure and that they're in the right and that it's good through peer pressure to be macho with a bunch of old women and college kids and to lie and to engage in corruption. Going back to Kyle in California, Kyle, finish up your point.
Yeah, that's what this was. I mean, the way I look at this is it's basically electrocution until compliance, which brings up an eerie resemblance to 1984 and what happens to Winston in Room 101 in the Ministry of Love, where he's continually electrocuted through his spine until he believes that 2 plus 2 equals 5. This is absolutely horrible. And the fact that they do it on unarmed people is cowardly. I mean, I can't believe how they would even do something like that. The other issue I want to bring up to you, Alex, is that we are doing something about this. There's going to be an agenda item here in our city council, and we're going to be bringing this up. Because this whole idea that they can taser people who don't have any weapons on them is completely against what they whole told us what tasers were going to be for, which was a supposed non-lethal way to stop people that had a lethal weapon. I also want to let you know we've been putting your films out on public access here and getting a really good reception from all the people, and they keep calling us to ask for more videos. So far, Endgame's up there, Fall of the Republic, Camp FEMA. People are really starting to wake up, I think.
Good job, my friend. God bless you, and keep it up, Kyle. You know, I talked in the last few days about watching Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and all of the messages that were in it. And one of the messages was, torture is good. And over again, the good guys taser people and taser their friends, and it's funny and happy and cute. And that's why they taser police in their training, to teach them that it's no big deal. But the police only take a tiny jolt. When they actually get you on the ground, they taser you over and over and over again. And I don't watch a lot of movies. I don't watch a ton of television, though I do monitor it. And I can't tell you how many movies I've seen that have come out in the last few years where tasering is cute and funny and everybody laughs. Just like I see all these movies where torture is funny and everybody laughs. That happens in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. There's this robot that's very childlike and cute and funny, and they torture it and burn his eyes out, and he giggles and likes it, and it's cute, and the beautiful girl does it, and he turns out being their friend and likes them and thanks them for burning his eyes out. I mean, the federal government is paying to acclimate you that death and murder and torture and tasering is good. And police all over the country say, answer my question. If you don't answer it, they taser you. That is torture. Let's take another call. Wide open phones. Billman in Florida, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good. Settle down a little. You've been fired up this week, man. You had me fired up the other day. I came home. Industry I work in, both my roommates, they recently got married, work in the same industry, but they directly supplement the military non-combatant services. So came home and started talking with them about everything, 9/11 and the war and the military, and they pretty much follow suit as far as they go. They have the same brainwashing. They pretty much think that we shouldn't even protest the war, that, you know, that we're making the soldiers insecure and unsure of themselves, sending them over there. And I don't know, it's just pathetic, that the lines that they think along. But talking about the flu shots and swine flu, my company actually offers them for free, the regular flu shot at my work. And if you can't get it at our work. They give you vouchers to go to wherever else you want to get it, and also you can get the H1N1 not there directly. So I just wanted to sign up for the regular swine flu to go there, maybe let, because I see the nurses there every time I go there to the doctor. I wanted to maybe let them know, you know, what they're subjecting themselves and us to, and maybe open the eyes of some of the other people that I work with. But it seems like they're pushing it back. They push my date back until November, but I canceled it. So I'm wondering if they're pushing these back for some reason, because people aren't taking the regular swine flu and they want people
to
take it.
Were you listening yesterday? We played a Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah. And actually yesterday they were talking about, you know, how it's directly pushed through the works in the schools, and it's not being, the clinics aren't pushing it a lot, but I went to CVS the other day, and on my CVS bag is printed up on the swine flu, and, you know, come take it here, and even the local dentist have their signs up about, you know, you don't want the swine flu, go get your ointment, you know, they're even supporting, you know, the agenda for the doctors.
It's a total push. I appreciate your call. That's an important information. The Council on Foreign Relations released an audio blog of one of their meetings where these government officials, heads of universities, top healthcare executives are talking about, oh my gosh, the conspiracy theorists, the crazies are telling people don't take the flu shot and it's dangerous. What are we going to do? And one of them says, well, we can say that there's not enough of it, create a shortage at first so people panic and want it. That's artificial scarcity. They create the perception that there's a lack of it, that it's something precious. They announce that there's free shots. Everybody shows up. They have none of the shots on hand by design to create the panic. And we had already announced that they were clearly doing that. And then now they admit that that's their plan. Everything is about manipulating the population. And the manipulation is sophisticated, but if you're aware of the manipulation, it's powerless. It can do nothing to you. It loses all of its power. And we are no longer powerless. And so it's an awakening process is taking place. The establishment also will go out and interview 10, 20, 30, 40 people on the street till they find the one person that thinks the swine flu shot is great, and boy, they think everybody should be forced to take it. But then, meanwhile, you can go out to talk to people on the street, and the majority are against it, as the polls show. So that's another way they do this. I mean, I've talked to airport security people. One of them I'm friends with here in Austin, and he talked years ago about how he sat there one day watching News 8 Austin talk to more than 30 people. And it was his job to stand there while they interviewed him. And he watched every person say, no, I think saying we can't have liquids on the plane is stupid. I don't like taking my shoes off. This is wrong. This is dumb. This is violating my rights. I don't like it. And then finally, one old lady said she loved it, and he knew they were going to close the tripod, turn the camera off, and leave, and they did. And I saw him up at a local TV station I was at one night that his brother worked at, and they were in there watching News 8. And he said, I'm waiting for it to come on. I'm waiting for it to come on. They said it was coming on at 6. And I said, what's coming on? He told me the story. He said, watch, it's going to be this gray-haired old lady. And they're sitting there watching it, and it comes on, and it's her. Everyone loves it in Austin. They think the security's great. They cut to the one old lady saying she loves it, and he and his brother start laughing and almost rolling around on the ground at the manipulation. So that's the type of tricks they're playing, to make you feel like you're the minority because you don't want a world government, or you don't want a carbon tax, or you don't want a forced inoculation, or you don't want open borders, or you don't want another banker bailout. You're the minority. You don't like the jobless recovery. No, you're the majority. You're the common sense. And then I even buy into the propaganda and say, everybody's stupid, everybody's dumb. No, everybody isn't stupid and dumb. What they are is apathetic, and they need to have their voices heard and get involved. I mean, you heard the caller earlier in California in a town putting my films on Access Television. Beautiful. Everybody should do that. The feds are shutting Access TV down all over the country. The Austin Access will be shut down within 2 years. That's official, barring a miracle. Should we pressure city council to keep it? Should we use it while it's there? My stuff in Austin isn't even on the air anymore. Some of my old shows that I have are still there, but no one even turns new material in. I don't have time or energy or staff to go do it. It's easy, but we aren't doing that. That reaches tens of thousands every night. Listeners in Austin should take my films, go down, air them. You're authorized to. Obama deception. Fall of the Republic. They have not aired. There are so many ways to reach people, but we had better use them now. In fact, I have it in my stack where they're announcing again they want to shut off the internet for your safety, and Obama has legislation introduced, the Cybersecurity Act. This is happening. Let's go to Nancy in Ohio. Nancy, welcome.
Whoops, hello?
Yes.
Oh, I wanted, there was something wrong with my phone. But I wanted to tell you, I live in Traficant's district, his old district anyways, and I emailed him because I have his email address, and he wanted more details about your show, so I sent him two of your websites. I also sent him your film, and that was, last week I sent it to him, but I also worked at General Motors, and he's having a meeting with us tonight. So I will probably have an opportunity to talk to him and see if he will be on your show.
Ma'am, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you the producer phone. Do you have the producer phone, Jaron, or does Dew have that, who's out of town doing a shoot for us? Okay, I'm going to have Jaron, who's the head producer, give you his cell phone number. Well, my wife has two phones now, company phones, so you need to get one of those from her. That's like I said last week. We need to get you your own phone, Jaron. But Jaron will give you his cell phone number so you can give it to James Traficant and tell him. We know he got set up. We were against him going to prison. We support him and his bold stand speaking out against government corruption. We know he was railroaded. It's a large libertarian talk show. Just tell him that. And we do want to get James Traficant on. That is super news, Nancy.
Yeah, I thought I was excited. When I tried calling last week and I couldn't get through, and now it was in the paper that he's having a meeting with us tonight at 7 o'clock. So I said, oh, man, and the other guy called from Ohio. I said, this is good.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails and calls saying, why aren't you getting Traficant on? And look, we don't have godlike powers. I mean, I struggle to get the trash taken out around here. I struggle with fruit flies in the office. I struggle with just keeping the websites up. For 3 days, the archive of the live TV show didn't get uploaded. But we're finally getting fiber optic because a lot of times the uploads fail. So, I mean, I'm not whining either. I'm just saying we do the best job we can. We're trying to expand. We're trying to fund ourselves. So we've got to deal with that. People say, you know, do this, do that, but then we don't have the money. But absolutely, we want to get James Traficant on. And so I'm going to, Jaron, did you give John Harmon your number? Okay, great. Ma'am, I'm going to put you on hold, Nancy, and we're going to give you the producer's private cell phone. How's that sound?
Okay, thank you.
Did you want to add anything else?
Well, I did want to ask you about Ukraine. I got an email on that, and I guess there's, I don't know if there's an epidemic going on in there with the swine flu or if they sprayed something in the air. But it's supposed to be really, really bad over there.
Yes, it's
and
killing
them. I'm thinking they sprayed something in the air.
Well, Nancy, it's killing a large percentage of people, as you know. This is in mainstream European news. It's killing a large percentage of people that get it. It's a strange, not seen before virus. And I'm going to put you on hold and give you Jaron's number, okay?
Okay.
You're the best. And please give it to James Traficant in a note saying we support him. Our listeners are asking for him on. We'd like to interview him. Thank you for doing that for us. And that's how we get so much done, as our great listeners. Going back to the Ukraine, we know that in the Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Germany, and several other countries, it was 14 Eastern and Western European nations. London Guardian reported on it. So did The Telegraph. So did a bunch of Czech Republic articles with medical doctors saying Baxter Pharmaceutical mixed weaponized bird flu in with vaccines. But thank God a lab tested it, found out, and it got stopped. But there appears, doesn't appear, we know there's a cover-up, but it appears it may be Baxter. We're not sure. London Telegraph and others reported that in trials of an experimental bird flu vaccine, but no one will say what company it was, that the vaccine maker came into Poland and other, this is last year and this year, and would pay local health departments to pay homeless people to take the experimental shot, but they told him it was a regular flu shot. So we know that the local authorities, the officials, not the servants, did this, and some of them were arrested in Poland for killing these people. 21 of 100 homeless in one town died. They did a 100-person study, didn't tell them it was a study, 21 died. And we know there's all these other weird flu vaccine tests being done all over Eastern and Western Europe. And so the best way that they like to deliver these live viruses to then mutate and spread is through shots. What was the first vaccine they gave out a month and a half ago for H1N1? It was the nasal. The insert for the vaccine admits it's live, and it admits that it will then breathe in the nasal passages, be sneezed out, and spread. Now, that's hidden in plain view. So, in fact, during the break, I want the article of London Telegraph. Just type homeless die bird flu vaccine, and that'll be London Telegraph for anybody that wants to see that.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. sooner or later gotta cut you down.
We are back live. Here is one of literally hundreds of articles, but most of them are in German or in Czech or in Polish, but they've been translated into English. But this is the London Telegraph. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Three Polish doctors and six nurses are facing criminal prosecution after a number of homeless people died following medical trials for a vaccine for H5N1 bird flu virus. And then it says that of 100 people it was given to, this article says 350 homeless people were given it, 21 died in just one test in one town. It says 21 people from this center died so far. So from one homeless center, 21 died of the shot. And it says that they've indicted and arrested them, but it says a unnamed pharmacological company paid them to do this. So I just wanted to bring this article back to people. We're not just up here saying this is happening. So you see a bunch of people dying in Ukraine? I bet my bottom dollar they were given a vaccine. Because in Eastern Europe, the governments are so corrupt, the media is so corrupt, but a lot of their media is good. It's just that the system is accustomed to committing these crimes out in the open there. And so this is going on. So I would imagine that's what's happening with the Ukraine right now. We'll ask medical doctor Rima Lebo that and Major General Stubblebein on the other side of this break when we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I have a press release here. Gary Franchi and William Lewis were here in studio again today videotaping the show for their upcoming Camp FEMA 2 they're making and a film called Don't Tread on Me about the state's rights. And they need to be able to make their money back to make future films. And the problem is when you let people make copies of your films for educational, not-for-sale purposes, they still go out and sell them. And then it really hurts you. And it's hurt us, but all I care about is getting the word out. And there are a few people I've had to go after when it gets too egregious, but I want you to get Fall of the Republic and make copies. I'm begging you to do it. And Gary Franchi, of course, headed up getting out American Freedom to Fascism to people. This is his film, and so they've just written up this press release I have. It says, breaking release, William Lewis, Gary Franchi, hereby authorize anyone who purchases a copy from Infowars.com. I didn't ask them to do this, just what they wrote, to make copies for friends and family for educational, non-commercial purposes. These copies may not be sold on the Internet nor uploaded. Please purchase an authorized DVD from Infowars.com. That's where it's discounted right now. And help get this important message out to the people of America now. The time is short. Signed, William Lewis and Gary Franchi. So there is that press release for you. You can get Camp FEMA, Part 1, American Lockdown, featuring myself and many others, that documents the truth about the FEMA camps at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can get all my previous titles massively discounted when you order them with Fall of the Republic. And that also funds our operations. We are the most successful of anybody out there at viral free films online. Over 100 million conservatively of my last four films. Over 100 million. People have seen it. Mainstream media has even reported that. But I'm not successful at selling them. But I got some sponsors and other things. And I kind of lean on the sponsorship, and then people even complain about that. But that's mainly COINTELPRO folks that would just whine and bitch about being given, you know, the keys of the city on a silver platter. The point is, do financially support all the independent filmmakers that are out there. Get Fall of the Republic and Camp FEMA right now at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But most importantly, get Fall of the Republic. It's covering what's happening now. People are ready to learn the truth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.